96.3 WHUR. Love that right there. Jammin' Lewis with Babyface. He don't know nothing about it. All right, everybody. Speaking of he don't know nothing about it.
I gotta ask y'all
a very serious question.
Okay.
All right. So, I had a buddy that had an incident with his old lady. And he's like, man, I just don't understand. And I said, what do you mean? Like, why is she all of a sudden acting like this? Why is she acting like? She crazy. She just keeps accusing me of doing stuff. Ooh, DMV. We got to talk about it. Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who always thinks you cheating? Mm. Always think you doing something wrong. And you ain't doing nothing wrong.
Wow.
Dealing with super insecure people. Woo, Lord.
I don't know if you can always call it super insecure. Because most of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the times when women feel like that, it's because there has been a history of that.
That's not what we're talking about. No, we're not talking about that, Nina. No. We're talking about you ain't got no history. Just dealing with a crazy person.
Okay.
That's what we're talking about.
Then you have to specify that because, come on, let's just be real. Everybody I've ever thought was cheating was cheating, and I'm not even lying.
We're not talking about that. You going down a different street. You done made a left. I told you to go straight. Come on, y'all. All right. Please, let me get into me, myself, and I for a minute, please. Thank you, Herb. 202-432-WHUR. Let's go. WHUR, old school 90s, and now, slow down, Skip Marley and her. All right, everybody. So, got a buddy who was going through a situation. He's been with his girl not that long. And, you know, they started to kind of make the relationship serious. And as soon as they did, she's become ultra, always just accusing him of stuff out of nowhere. Mm. And he's like, I just don't understand it, Frank. Like, she'll scrutinize pictures that friends post, not even that I post, just because I'm there. Like, what are y'all doing? What are you doing? What is that all about? That kind of stuff, you know. Why is he doing that? And it's just driving him bananas. But have you ever dealt with a person that always thinks that you're cheating, even if you're not? And that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you got a history of cheating and now you're honest. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you generally, you know, haven't done anything. And you're just getting all of this drama.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to let you finish, but you are missing something very important.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me what I'm missing.
You're just missing the fact that when the history of that person. Like, people have PTSD from past relationships. So if a woman has dealt with a man that has cheated and they come into a new relationship and the man's not cheating, then they just need to know what their mental state is, because even if they're not cheating, they have to deal with someone who has had that experience.
Yes.
And unless they're willing to deal with it, then they might as well leave, because that's a part of
that's a lot to say, Nina. You might as well leave if you're not willing to deal with it.
Well, let's be honest. You can't change people. People can change, but you can't change people. So if you're going to complain about that portion of her history and her past that contributes to who she is, then you either have to deal with it or leave. Like, why waste time? If you're dating someone and you can't stand that part of them, then leave. Life is too short to be unhappy. And he's complaining to you. Go find someone who doesn't have that history or has healed from that part of their history. But I've been in too many relationships where I've been like, I see the red flags and I ignore them. And then 2-3 years later, I'm like, I should have just listened to my instinct. I should have left. This advice, I'm telling this to myself as well. Okay. Nina Brown needs to hear this too. Honey, listen to your instinct. When people show you who they are, believe them.
Mm. Our number, 202-432-WHUR. If you've ever been in that situation, call us up. We want to hear from you. 202-432-WHUR. We want to hear if you've ever dealt with a situation like that. Do we have any calls already?
Yes.
96.3 WHUR. Hello.
Okay, I'm dealing with a situation right now. I don't know what happened between last night and this morning, but
see?
The gentleman I'm living with my boyfriend, okay? I got up this morning. He said, good morning, baby. I said, good morning. I went on and got dressed, fixed my lunch, told him goodbye, see you later, go out the door, warm my car up. I'm pulling off off from in front of the house. He calls me on the phone and tells me, come get my stuff this afternoon. I need one all my stuff out. Out of the blue. So I'm sitting out in front of the house. He hasn't said anything. I'm sitting out in front of my house now waiting for the police because he told me I need the police with me when I come here.
Do you think he went through your phone or anything? I mean, have you been doing anything?
No, I don't mess around. I'm true to the blue. You know what I'm saying?
Does he have something going on the side?
I want to say something, but we're on the radio, but I can't say what I want to say. But
say what you want to say.
I think he needs some mental evaluation. We've been dealing, you know, we broke up last year, the year before last. You know, he had cancer. When I broke up with him, he stopped going to the doctors. His cancer spread it. We got back together after my dad died because my dad had cancer. I couldn't deal with both of them at the same time. He was too needy. So I came back to him. Now, I don't know I think he is more insecure. I'm not insecure about anything. You know, I'm very confident about everything. And I don't really need a man to validate me or anything. I know how to take care of myself, but I know how to take care of a man because I was raised like that, okay? So I just don't know what happened. You know, I don't know if it's because of his medication or what, but I've been here sticking here with him.
Right.
You know, putting myself on a back burner.
Well, do me a favor. You wait for the police before you go up in that house.
I am.
And keep us posted, sis. I need to know what happens.
100%. All right, listen. Have you ever dealt with somebody who's just like super, like, just always
insecure,
thinking you're cheating? You know, insecure. Have you ever had to deal with that? You know, those type of people that, you know, stalk you outside of your house when you're dealing with them.
And
you know what I'm talking about? Them people.
No, I don't.
Driving past your house to make sure you're home when you say you're home. Showing up to places where you say you're going to go out with your girls, and all of a sudden he show up in the restaurant.
No.
Same place.
People do that.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I promise you, and I'm not even lying, on everything I love, I have never done that where I've, like, popped up on a dude just to see if they were there. Now, I might look through somebody's phone. Let me just keep it all the way 100. But I ain't going to get in my car and follow you around town.
Or when they not with you, they going through your Facebook, seeing your lives, trying to figure out where you are.
Not your Facebook lives.
Hell yeah. That happened to me.
Background? Oh, wow.
I see you. You see me where? On your Facebook.
Ooh.
Or somebody looking at your boy's Facebook and see you in the background. That's happened, yes.
Oh, my.
There's some insecure people out there. 202-432-WHUR. 49 years of sounding like Washington. 96.3 WHUR. Talking about that champagne life. All right, everybody. We're talking about a subject that, you know, a lot of people have been through. You meet somebody, everything's going good, and then all of a sudden they become, like, overly, like, always thinking you cheating or thinking something's going on with you or just always thinking you doing something. Had a buddy who ran in that situation. He's like, dude, where does that come from? You know, turns out that, you know, his old lady had some past issues dealing with trust, and, you know, everything he does, it's like extra scrutiny.
Mm.
It's happened to me before. Go places and the person you date and all of a sudden shows up like, what are you doing here?
Wow.
You know, like, why are you
what
here?
What did you do about that?
Well, what do you mean? I can't be here? Sure, you could be here, but you knew I was going to be here. You ain't want to tell me? You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You posted up in the back and don't even tell me you here. I just happened to see you.
Okay, that's psycho. They didn't even tell you. They just watching
right.
you from the back?
Yes. Or call me, be like, oh, I see you. See me where? So-and-so's doing a live stream, and I see you in the back. I'm like, are you checking up on me? No, I was just going through Facebook, and no, you don't even follow that person.
Oh.
Yes. It's happened, Nina Brown.
Wow.
You know the person.
I'm sure I do.
I'm leaving there.
I just know from a woman's perspective, like,
yeah,
you know, A, B, C, and then you know what comes next makes you do some crazy things.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, let's go to the phone, see if the DMV ever went through it. WHUR, hello. Calvin in Marshall Heights.
Yeah. I've had plenty of females say I was cheating, Mike. And I only deal with one female at a time. The worst female I had to say I was cheating, she said she was pregnant by me. and I can't even get a female pregnant. And I know that that wasn't mine. So I asked, I said, let's go ahead and do a test. You pay for the test, and if it's mine, I'll pay you double back. If you don't pay for the test, I know you cheating. Later on, three of her friends that used to be my friends, they were just regular friends that I never dated, came in behind her back and told me, your girl had been cheating with this person she thought of God, the one she go get these CDs and DVDs from, she's really having sex with him for them CDs and DVDs. So
wow.
I've never cheated a day in my life, man. Never lied to the female, none of that. But wow. I've always had him cheat on me.
Wow,
did
bro.
You, when the women were accusing you of cheating, did you stay with them? How did you get through that? Wasn't that annoying to hear constantly?
I just kicked them to the curb because I knew they were lying. Okay. I'm not going to sit there and argue with you when I know I'm not cheating. I just kicked them
that
to the
part.
Curb.
Good
that
for
part.
You.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you. No problem.
Boy, that's scary. 202-432-WHUR. If you ever had to go through it, I want to hear from you. Tell me about it.
I have never, you know? I have never gone through that. Like, I have never been accused. That's why it's hard for me to relate. I've never been accused of cheating because I'm, like, loyal to the core. Like,
but can I tell you something?
What?
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
You've never been accused of cheating, but trust and believe you've dated some men that thought you were cheating.
Nah.
Nina Brown, don't tell me, though. I know him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Tell me. You can tell me the truth.
Not,
just go ahead. Share with the family.
No, I'm just saying.
No,
Nina,
no, please.
Look at the business
please.
We're in. It's very hard to date us. You're in the studio. We taking pictures and Common is coming up giving you hugs. And this person is hugging you. It's very hard to date you and not think that
no, that's not
something.
True. That's not true. Nina, I'm too much of an open book. I'm too transparent. I almost tell too much of my business. So
I tell
no.
too much of my business, but... But the problem is because you're so upfront and honest, I know we're not the same. But because we're so upfront and honest, it makes people not want to come at you that way. Because the guy's not going to say it because he knows if he says it, you're going to be like, oh, kick him to the curb.
Frank, see, you're not putting this on me. This is narcissistic for you to tell me that a man that I have dated has that I've been accused of cheating and I don't even know.
No, nobody's accusing you. What I'm saying is it takes a very strong man to deal with you because you have a lot of male friends and you're a friendly person with a lot of charisma. And it's difficult for a lot of guys. They're not going to tell you that, but trust and believe they thinking that. Ask the men in the studio. Ask them. To her, would you say her?
We call those men satellites that are hovering around.
That's but right. Herb, no. The question is, Herb, do you think that men would think that I'm cheating? I'm not even. I don't even put that energy off.
Look at Bobby.
Okay.
Pointing his head. Yes.
No. But no, don't look at.
I'm
Bobby,
trying to tell
okay?
you. All the men in the studio are telling you, and you're not believing it.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. Let's play some music, Herb. We're gonna take some calls. 202-432-WHUR. Call us now. 96.3 WHUR. I want you to vibe with us right there. Jay Brown, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. And we were talking before we went to break just about, have you ever dated someone who all of a sudden was very either overly jealous or just always accusing you of cheating and following behind you and watching you and just... all that craziness.
Wow.
Has that ever happened to you? Nina Brown said, no, it's never happened to me. I said, well, she must not have ever found out.
No, I've never been accused of cheating. But, I mean, I've accused guys of cheating. I mean, quite a few times. And it's funny because I don't usually go looking for the info, you know. But, you know, it always, everything that you do in the dark always comes to light. And once I see it, like the first time, my only regret as a woman is the first time I saw it, I should have left. And in a recent situation, I saw it probably a year into being with this person. I started seeing text messages in his phone from females and I should have left. And I'm mad at myself for not and thinking like, oh, it'll stop once things get more serious. And it didn't. It got only worse. It's been bad. And I just wish, as a woman, that I would have just said, nah, I'm good. Like, when you see the red flags, like, leave. Just leave.
But you know what's crazy, though? Can I say this real quick? And do we have we have a call to play.
Yeah.
But okay, so let me just say this real quick. I think the hard problem, the hard part with this is, isn't it amazing that when you meet these type of people, you find out when you're already vested. You know what I mean? And you're like, you know, if you would have found, if I'd have found that ish out in the first couple days, I'd have been good.
Yeah.
But you don't find out about it.
Yeah. But even when you're invested, like, leave still, y'all. I mean, I promise you, like, leave. It's just not worth it. Like, most people will say, like, when they see the red flag or they see it the first time, I'd love to do a poll of how many times people can say, I saw it one time and then I never saw it again. They changed. They bettered themselves. Like, nah, yeah. That's just God showing
you the
sign.
But then what happens is you start finding the flags when you're already in the situation. It's like 6 months. It's like, wait a minute, what was that? Or
so
a year.
That's what gets us, though, is because we say, oh, we've already got a year invested. I got to make it work. Please. 1 year versus 5 years.
Yeah, it's easy to say, Nina.
Honey, well, let me tell you, going forward in my life,
it's easy to say.
As soon as I see a red flag, I'm going to be skating out the door. Like, I'm not even looking back. It's going to be hard out here for a pimp, but I'm not wasting no more time in my life. I promise
you. Let's go to the phones. 96.3 WA2R. Hello.
Hey, Frank. Hey, Nina.
Hey, boo.
Y'all hit it on the head. Problem with that isn't the fact. It's the person who's there. Nina, like you said, if the person isn't healed or they have issues from the past, then the question becomes, was she very honest about the fact that she got troubling issues
right.
when she got involved with the guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That becomes the issue. A lot of these women don't say, hey, I like you and we're together, but be advised. Two dudes before you cheated on me, and I got some trusting issues. They're not going to come out to you like that. So when you learn this, yeah, you got to learn it and leave, but that's what becomes the issue. And then the biggest thing behind that, we perpetrate that with kids. I coach you football and you basketball, and when you're talking about elementary and middle school kids talking about my girlfriend cheating on me, what you know about cheating?
Wow.
Because she's sitting over the lunch table with Sam instead of you.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
deep.
It gets perpetrated very, very early, and it never gets fixed.
Wow,
and that's
thank you, E.
All right, y'all be easy.
Lillian, Fort Washington.
Yeah, so Frank, like you were explaining earlier, it's like you were there the whole time. Everything you mentioned happened.
Wow.
And he was so terrible that, you know, I'd go down the street, walk down the street, and somebody would look at me, why he look at you like that? I don't know. You know him? No. It was really awful.
That almost sounds like mental abuse.
It really was abusive. And like you said, I should have saw the red flags and left right away. But
well,
and people do
yourself,
tell you
sis.
Who they are in the beginning, because he said to me, I have trust issues. And of course, me being naive, I said, oh, well, that's not a problem because I don't cheat. Well, I didn't know that stuff would just get made up.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you for that story, sis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Prez in Baltimore.
Hey, what's going on, people? How y'all doing?
We're doing good, man.
Is this the Prez that taps in the ladies' night with us?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Prez. I love you, boo.
Love you too, boo.
What you got going on?
I dated a woman years ago that was like that. You know what I mean? I tried to make it work, but after a while, I just lost my patience. And it was like, it could be the smallest thing. Like, but who's that girl like in the picture? I'm like, I don't know. You know, and it's like, it was toxic. And I was almost scared because she was crying so much. And I felt like people that cry a lot, it could, like, do, like, an effect on them where, like, they could be dangerous.
So that's right.
I got scared. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I don't know. I feel like it's important. It's like, if you have a guy relationship, don't take out the next person. And you have to figure out how to deal with that because you never know. You could be scaring away a jewel. Something you could never get back again. So.
Yeah. It's so important to heal from your trauma before you go into a new relationship. That's not fair to the new person.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. And I love your show, by the way. I really love your show.
Oh, thank you,
Chris. Going through this day, sometimes on the road and stuff. So I really appreciate it.
We appreciate
thank you, bro.
Boo.
All right, God bless.
All right, everybody, don't move. We are 8 minutes away from DJ Herb in that 5 o'clock mix. It's coming up next on 96.3 WA2R, 49 years of sounding like Washington.